This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. This week, we return to our candidate conversations series ahead of November's general election, specifically the race for insurance commissioner, where we now hear from the Republican running, Ralph Taylor. Taylor is making his first run for statewide office. He twice ran for the State House of Representatives in the 31st District as a Democrat, losing Democratic primaries to State Representative Sean Lynn in 2014 and 2018. Taylor previously was elected to serve on the Capital School District School Board and Dover City Council. A reminder, the candidate conversations you hear here on The Green are edited for time. Full conversations are online at DelawarePublic.org. There have been substantial increases in auto and home insurance premiums recently. For you, what role do you see the insurance commissioner playing to address those increases in costs? Obviously, the insurance commissioner doesn't set those premium costs, but what role do you see in perhaps the insurance commissioner being able to help people with these kind of rising premium rates?
I think what we're going to have to really do is turn to our subject matter experts. There's 100 insurance subject matter experts there. So what we would do is we'd sit down with them first. We'd start with the end in mind. What does it look like with insurance being super reasonable? And then we start moving towards that goal. How do we get there? We all talk about the vision. We all add to the vision. And then we train the subject matter experts to the vision. And then we strategically place them so that they can work within their strength within the vision. And then we bring everybody together at least once a month. So we start from within. Now, one of the very first things we would do with that vision is we'd have a summit. I've been talking to insurance companies, brokers. We'd have to have a summit because they have to understand that this is not sustainable. 55% increase in car insurance from January 1st of 2021, this is not sustainable. Make them understand that the number one reason for underinsured motorists and uninsured motorists is the cost. But you also have to look at it from a different perspective because I'm a business owner as well. What they're saying is that, look, Ralph, we have franchise fees. We have exorbitant wages. We have rents and mortgages. We have electricity that has to stay on. We have sewer costs. And the costs are only going up. So I can't lower my price. So again, it seems like we're in a catch-22. But I believe we as Delawareans can figure this one out, Tom. I don't think we need to think about making America great. Let's start with Delaware. Let's make Delaware great. And let's show everybody that we can do this ourselves. We don't need federal government in here doing these things for us.
So let's talk a little bit about another issue that has started to become a bigger issue in insurance and in general, and that is technology and how it intersects with things like the insurance industry, from data breaches to the use of AI and the potential of bias in the use of AI. How big an issue do you see that as being?
It's huge. When I was chair of safety advisory and transportation with the city, cybersecurity was one of my top concerns. Right around that time, Georgia had just gotten hijacked. Atlanta, I'm sorry. And it cost them millions to be able to get their information unlocked. So we were looking at it years ago with City of Dover. And it's huge. If you look at AI, where it's progressed to right now over those few short years, the cloud uses, the metadata, and how things are being mined, and it's huge. Training, because it's ever-evolving. So since it's ever-evolving, you have to have the infrastructure in place to evolve with it. I would personally add a whole new team if I could. Bring in a team of these young, intelligent people and help them, have them help us older folks how to navigate this. Because let's face it, we don't know what we don't know in a lot of these areas, but they do. I'm a firm believer in accountability, Tom. And one of the things that I would say is that if an insurance company gets hacked and our data is stolen, your data, my data, and it's being sold on the dark web, which a lot of them are being done, I believe that LifeLock and all these other companies that have preventive measures in place, I believe the insurance company should have to pay for that. We shouldn't have to do that. It was their data that was stolen. It was their breach because maybe they aren't using technology at its fullest. Perhaps they're trying to save a couple dollars in that particular area and exposed all of us. I think that has to stop. Accountability is huge, and they need to be held accountable.
I want to talk about insurance and climate change. how do you feel Delaware should be thinking about the potential impact of climate change on insurance and things like flooding and obviously coastal issues? Is there a role for the insurance commissioner to make sure that the state is prepared for the potential impact that climate change could have on insurance rates?
Preparedness is everything. I agree with you there. I think one of the things we have to do is climate change is real. There's no need being a denier. So what I would propose is something along the lines of on each premium, let there be a very small percentage that goes into a coffer that would bridge the gap. I'll give you a fine example. On my wife's birthday a few years ago, tornado came through. When that tornado came through, the insurance companies did come through and started repairing homes and trees, but there was a gap. There was a gap because there were only so many adjusters. So since there's a gap, I believe that that coffer could be used to fill the gap, to make sure people have the resources that they need, some food, water, making sure that they, if they need to stay in a hotel, that you can do that. So I would take a small percentage of the money, maybe 1%, 2% of each premium, put it in a coffer, and when we do have a weather event, we're ready. But Delaware doesn't have the weather events that a lot of other states have. So again, that coffer should be able to grow exponentially in a short period of time. And who knows, maybe at some point we just cut it off because we use that as a reserve and we don't need to keep taking from people. Enough is enough. So that would be the plan that I would take, that I would use.
So I've asked you about a couple of different issues. I want to kind of turn the tables and say, what are the top one or two priorities you would have for the Office of Insurance Commissioner if you were elected?
I would try to get more competition in here. I believe that as a business owner, I understand that the more competition, the lower the prices. I think it would take something, I'm not going to say as simple as, but I think it would take a coalition of insurance commissioners who are seeing the largest amount of their citizens coming here to Delaware. And we have a coalition with these insurance commissioners, the ones we share contiguous lines with. And we figure out a plan to allow when those people come across those Delaware lines, their insurance comes with them. If there is a way that we can bring about more competition without crossing any regulatory lines, ensuring that the mandatory benefits that you get here in Delaware stay in place, ensuring that solvency issues are never an issue, ensuring that the other regulatory practices that are currently in place stay in place, understanding the issues. I mean, we have to look at the issues to be able to overcome them. And another one would end up being the risk fragmentation. And that means if there are the insurance company spreads out the risk amongst a lot of different individuals. So when they come across, new company comes across the line and that big pool of people, all of a sudden, new company comes, the healthy people in that pool go to the other place that's a whole lot cheaper, leaving just the people who are sick. Mm-hmm. That coffer is going to run dry. Those resources are going to run dry. So that's going to cause destabilization in the market. We don't want that. We want to make sure that things remain stable. If the goal is to lower the prices, we also have to look at the administrative aspect of it all. We have to look at are there enough providers? Are there enough networks that are going to allow these folk in? Look at the billing issues because there's going to be billing issues. And audits. We have to audit like crazy because, you know, again, we're dealing with taxpayer dollars. Transparency and accuracy is a must. So again, we look at these issues and we start understanding it's doable. We can do interstate commerce like that. It's doable.
You alluded to the idea of like kind of regulatory frameworks and making sure like, you know, Delaware was respecting all those things and anything it did worked within those frameworks. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, what is the role do you feel for the insurance commissioner to be an office that advocates for changes in state regulations and policy? Are there areas you feel like you would want to go to the legislature and say like, hey, we need to look at this and create some legislation that could help improve the regulatory atmosphere in Delaware?
I think if we all want to be on one page, let's look at the competition aspect that I just discussed. Let's look at how we can we can have some of these other insurance companies from other states cross Delaware boundaries and do business and do good business. Mm. We can get these insurance prices down.
You also alluded to earlier the idea of transparency. And at a time when there seems to be a stronger distrust of government, or perhaps more specifically politicians, and calls for more transparency and accountability, what role do you feel the Insurance Commissioner's Office can play and you personally can play in giving Delawareans a better sense that transparency and accountability are things that are a priority?
Be amongst the people. Be amongst the people a whole lot more. Visibility is credibility. So make sure that my office would have overtime or a budget set up so that we would send representation to city council meetings, to school board meetings, to HOA meetings, to assisted living facilities. Let's face it, my mom is 85. I love her to death. She still works 6 days a week, Tom. She hustles, man, and I got that motor. But to navigate the internet, to be able to do her Medicare, to be able to see the best plans, she doesn't have that ability. So we need to be amongst the people instead of them calling into a call center and then hoping everything. Let's get out there amongst them. Let's walk through this with them. Let's show them how it's done.
More specifically to the idea of transparency and accountability, one thing that has been out there in the debate has been the idea of creating an inspector general in Delaware. Is that something you would support?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oversight is something that every Fortune 500 company has. They have oversight, overseeing the oversight. I support that 100%.
Final question I have for you is a pretty specific one. There was a bill that was introduced this year in the General Assembly seeking a constitutional amendment to term limit a series of state offices, including insurance commissioner, creating a 2-term, 8-year limit. Your opponent is running for a 3rd term. So I'm asking you, and I'm asking all the candidates, do you think there should be a term limit for this office? And would you commit at this point to how many terms you would serve in this office if there is no term limit on it?
I was appointed to Kent County Board of Adjustments, 1 term I did. I was elected to Capital School Board, 1 term I did. I was elected to City Council, 1 term I did. I support this 100%. Nobody should be in office in this position a decade because we have to evolve. There are so many changes that can come about, that can be extremely beneficial for all of us. But if that one person is still there with the one mindset, the one ideology, it sets us all behind. I will commit to this 1 term. If, in fact, my community wanted me to do another one, I'd throw my name in the hat. We'd do another one. After that, no.
That's Republican candidate for Insurance Commissioner Ralph Taylor. Our full conversation with him is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. Art's Playlist is next, with a preview of the final exhibition of the year at the Biggs Museum of American Art. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.